and a new earth. Lord, we come before you and we bow before you tonight, acknowledging that you alone are God. You're the one who made the heavens. Lord, your throne and your earth and this earth are your footstool. Lord, forgive us. Forgive us for every moment that we have made worship about us rather than about you. Lord, give us humility in our hearts. Give us contrite hearts that tremble at your word. Lord, teach us to walk in obedience. Help us, Lord, to trust in your timing. We tend to try to rush things too quickly. And so, Lord, help us to trust your timing and to rest, Lord, in your promises. Father, just like you comforted your people through Isaiah, comfort us tonight. Maybe we're here tonight and we're weary and we're waiting. Lord, I pray that you would comfort our hearts. Lord, I pray that you would give birth to something new in us, a renewed hunger for your presence, a deeper love for your truth. As Isaiah began this book, when he came into your presence and saw your Shekinah glory there and was humbled in your presence, and then those coals were placed on his lips to symbol the purification that needed to happen in his life. Lord, keep our eyes fixed on that coming day when you will make all things new, when every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. But until then, Lord, help us to live in your peace. Help us, Lord, to walk in your power. And help us, Lord, to shine forth your glory forever and ever. We ask these things in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Wow, what a wonderful book that we've gone through. 66 chapters, 66 sermons. You can go back and watch all of those if you want online. I don't know exactly where we're going next Wednesday, but you'll find out next Wednesday when you come. You'll receive a blessing there, I'm sure. So come and join us. Don't forget Sunday, 9:15 for Sunday school, 10:30 for worship. Brother Kelly Reed, our missionary from Calgary, Alberta, Canada, is going to be bringing the message that morning. And then don't forget that afternoon is our Duck River Baptist Association meeting that we'll be having here. We do need some individuals that can help us there in the kitchen. Look back and I don't see any other prayer requests that are there. So you have a blessed week, a safe week. We'll see you this coming Sunday.